During the intake process, Thomas asked me to tell him a little about my life. He wanted to get a sense of who I was and how I lived. So for the next 20 minutes, I talked about all the things that occupied my time. I worked as a business development counselor. I taught career planning seminars for a corporate consulting firm. I volunteered for a local job search organization offering workshops on interviewing and networking skills. And I supported friends who were struggling and needed a selfless, compassionate ear. As I listened to myself talk about my schedule, there was a certain level of satisfaction that came from being needed and in demand. When I finished, Thomas was quiet for a moment and then, with a slight edge in his voice, said, "Wow, you do a great job of taking care of a lot of people. You're such a good person." I smiled to myself, thinking, he really gets me. But what he said next took me totally by surprise. "And the truth is, Cheryl, your good girl role is going to rob you of your life." I sat still for what felt like a very long time. My moment of triumph slowly turned to tears as Thomas's words hit home. I was a good girl. I was so used to playing the role of caretaker that it had become a normal way of life. It had also become my identity and how I define my self-worth. Now, many years and many clients later, I know I wasn't alone. So many of us, especially women, have taken on this noble role. What we don't realize until it's too late is the high price we pay for being so generous, a price extracted from our very bones. Well, at that time, I thought I felt good about caring for others. When it came time to talk to Thomas about what wasn't working in my life, my complaints revealed something quite different. I had to admit I had no time for myself. I felt resentful about helping to make others successful, yet never getting around to doing what I wanted to do. I also had to face the reality that too many of my relationships were one-way streets. Some of my friends were extremely needy, yet I kept them in my life because they made me feel safe, in control, and significant. Yes, Thomas was right. I was a good girl, and it was sucking the life out of me. It was during our work together that Thomas introduced me to the concept of extreme self-care. The word extreme intrigued me and got my attention. I remember feeling excited about the idea, but also a little nervous. Extreme self-care meant taking my care to a whole new level, a level that to me seemed arrogant and selfish, practiced by people who had an inappropriate sense of entitlement.